Jesus and his church will be the victors in this world against everything that's coming down against the church, against all the wickedness and darkness of this world and evil in high places. Jesus will be the victor, and we with him. But he will not overcome with the weapons of this world. It will not be with bullets and airplanes and tanks and ships and troops and the noise of battle and blood, but he will overcome by the word of his mouth in judgment, and we will overcome by his blood in the word of our testimony, and lives redeemed from sin. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to the people in his letter to the Ephesians. It's found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. My brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we contend not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your waist circled about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and on your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You see, the Apostle Paul not only saw what was going on in his day, but I believe that he foresaw the evil days that were to come, the spiritual oppression, the resistance, the war that would come against the saints. And we need to put the whole armor of God on. We do not fight with the weapons of this world. We fight with the weapons with which we have been equipped by the Holy Spirit, by our faith, by the grace that has been given to us, our salvation, and the Word of God, which is our sword that helps us to fight, because we know that the Bible is true and His Word is strong within us, and praying always with all prayer and supplication. Let's pray. Father, we know that we are in a battle against spiritual powers, against wickedness in high places, against the prince of this world. But Lord, we know that even against such an awesome foe, you are greater, and greater is the one that is in us than the one that's in the world, and we will be victorious. I pray that you would increase our faith, increase our knowledge of salvation, and increase our knowledge of your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.